wasn't it?
Well, I think probably the rate that you were drinking, you and Ron were drinking those beers because they were free, probably upset the weather gods.
Oh, please. It was you, not us. It was you. It was you. But what I'm wanting to have a crack at, in all the discussion, got pretty tight in the room. When the lightning came, we all had to get in this little auditorium or a small little marquee. There was no mention of faulty towers.
No, there was no mention of faulty towers. I did keep that one quiet, but you may notice he was $81 into 21, Andrew.
Yes, no, there was a few on it. One of our main formatalists, Steve Moran, tipped it on top, Tony.
I actually saw Steve when I was watching the race back at the William Inglis Hotel. There was a guy in my vision on my left. He was riding it harder than Luke Curry. He would have been done for excessive use, and it was Steve Moran. So not only did he tip it, I think he followed up too.
He followed up. No, that's good news. And you're trying to get it into the All-Star Mile?
Yeah, I will, Andrew. Like, he's... look, it's the richest race in the world on turf, and it's deserved of a genuine current Group 1 field. Horses that have competed at weight for age at the Group 1 level will Manuel tick that box there on Saturday. He's only had two goes at a mile ever. He won one, the Kilmore Cup, and then he got beat an inch by 50 stars at Flemington. So, the people that are voting that get a part of this, get a part of the action, and they share in $500,000, I think you'd need to be voting for a horse that's in form and going well, and Manuel fits that bill.
Yeah, you can go to the website allstarmile.com.au. It closes in 6 days, so make sure you vote for Manuel before we get to there. And as you say, vote and potentially win a share of $500,000. Good on you, Tony. Thanks for your time, mate. Keep well.
Thank you, Andrew. Bye-bye. Bye.
Tony McAvoy joining us there from Melbourne. Sean, you've got a preview coming up and then on the pace.
We have this morning, Hoss. Did you slice the pizzas or just knock them over?
No, they were sliced, Sean. It was it was good going until the storm hit and we were hiding. We were absolutely hiding.
A bit of courage evaporate then.
Yes. No, we were weak. We stood out there and we thought, no, we're going to brave it. And then we thought, no, we're not. We're inside.
Drop kick your ticket down the neck of a milk bottle at 100 paces, right?
We did. We were inside very smartly. All right. it was on. It was right on. All right, Sean's coming up next. Preview for Gosford, then on the pace. Stick around with Sky Sports Radio.
In 4 days, Randwick hosts the Champion Man.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. There's been a major breakthrough in the fight for motor neuron disease thanks to a group of Melbourne researchers who've developed a drug that significantly slows the progress of the condition. A fifth person has been diagnosed with the measles. Anyone who visited the CBD, Newtown or Marrickville between January 4 and 9 is at risk. Symptoms can take 2 weeks to develop. And selfies are the new smoko. There's a push to allow a mandated time for employees to check their social media at work so they don't get distracted by their phone whilst working. In sports news, Elisa Healy has completed a dominant season in women's cricket, clean sweeping at the Australian Cricket Awards, taking home the Belinda Clark Medal, plus the One Day International and T20 Player of the Year awards. The once-heated rivalry between Will Chambers and Latrell Mitchell now appears to be a bromance, as both players are now teammates for the Indigenous All-Stars side as they prepare to face the NRL Maori All-Stars this Friday night in Melbourne. And SAC Matildas coach Alan Stajic has admitted his international coaching reputation has been ruined by the fuss over his axing just a year after he turned down two approaches to quit the Australian side. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sports Radio will present every moment of the country championships. Next Sunday, it's Port Macquarie's turn. Who will represent the Mid-North Coast? Catch all the interviews and previews this week on Sky Sports Radio.
On the road again.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tad's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 5 at Flemington and Randwick. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes SA and WA residents. Tab account bets only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1800 858 858.
Sky Sports Radio has three monster Saturday nights coming up at Tabcorp Parkman Angle. It's the start of Australia's Speed Pacing Championships, and this week Ignatius and Chase Auckland do battle in the Chariots of Fire. Tip Saturday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. 10 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove and a great day of racing today at Gosford. Steve Scollard is there. He'll tell us what's happening. Morning, Steve.
Hey, Sean. How are you?
I'm good. What's it like in Gosford today?
Oh, mate, it's a beautiful day. Look, they are predicting it's going to get a little bit warm, but currently it's not that bad. Just, you know, just a normal summer's morning.
But, just a perfect day as ordered by Steve.
Oh, I don't know about that, but yeah. But no, look, it's all right at the moment. They are predicting it to get to about 37 degrees. If it gets there, I'm not sure. As I said, it's, yeah, it's not too hot at the moment. The track's come up pretty good, good fall. We got 26 mil of rain on Friday night when them storms come through. I know they hit Sydney pretty severe, and they got up here on the coast too. Mate, really, and that bit of rain was absolutely perfect. You know, probably what I would have put on over the weekend anyway. Well, you know, so mate, just saved me a job.
It does. And you know what? You can put rain or water out of a bore or whatever on, and I don't know, it just doesn't seem to do the same as rain, does it?
It does nothing, mate. As I said, you can get 1/3 the amount of rain of what you put on irrigation, and you just get twice the result. So, yeah, mate, I'll take an inch of rain every time they want to offer it to me, so I will.
Yeah, all right. Good on you. So where's the rail today, Steve?
Mate, the rail's at 3 metres. We'd raced in the true position the last two meetings. As I said, this sort of meeting was a meeting we transferred from Hawkesbury. It's meant to be actually a Hawkesbury meeting, but Hawkesbury we transferred. So the rail's at three metres, and it'll stay there because we got trials on Friday as well, so it'll be trialling at 3 metres as well, and then we race Saturday week, which is, you know, one of our rare Saturday meetings. It'll go back in the true then.
All right, terrific. So all in all today, fine, good for the rail out three. You got a good day in store. A bit warm, but otherwise perfect.
Oh, mate, no worries, mate. I've got that tough Aussie skin, mate. It doesn't worry me a bit of sunshine.
You're just a tough man, Steve, and that's one of the things we admire about you.
I wouldn't go that far.
You're the one who started talking rubbish. I thought I'd just follow up and keep going.
I've been told I talk pretty good rubbish. Don't worry about that.
Good on you, Steve. Have a great
sure.
day.
Bye, mate.
Steve Scollard at Gosford. Gary Harley joins us now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. There's a lot of scratching for running through three or four odds on favourites again today here, but most of those good price favourites are horses that are certainly going to go into town, at least on a Wednesday and most probably on a Saturday, and win races. There's a lot of quality about the meeting, even though it's been robbed of a number of scratches.
All right, now let's look at the first three, Tab de Condé Maiden. Now one is out, number two Vendome, $3.70, three JT, $7. Four Kylie's, $1.75, five Cyril and $9.50, six Lightning Alley, $13. 7 unimpeded, 13, 8 and 9 out. Favourite 175 for Kylie's.
Can't go past him. Looks a good thing. He's only had the one run. She is a very smart filly, this Wazir filly. Her trial form was outstanding before she debuted at Warwick Farm on January 28. Ran into a heavy 9. And she ran into a smart horse in Lashes. And they went hammer and tong all the way down the straight, head to head, and Lashes got the verdict. In the end, by just under half a length. Back on a better track today, a much firmer track than that heavy 9. It'll run up to its trial form, I'm sure. It's in those colours of Jamie Warner, proven thoroughbred. Get the money if punters want to take the short price. Good kick them off to a winner in race one. Number two, Vendome, for the Hawks family. Thought it was a nice trial recently. Colding won the trial. There's a wrap on it, another one of Chris Waller's. This horse got beat 2.5 in the trial, pushed along the last 200, but he went okay. Won a trial and beat a smart horse in a trial at Rose Hill back in September. And it did run third at Canterbury. its last run in August behind Wagner. It'll run a place for third. Number 5, Sarowan, is back. He has been placed in town. He's a horse that could run a place in his very small field for the stone. And number 3, JT, is the first starter for Gerald. 4, 2, 5, and 3.
Righto, we go to the second event. Now 1, Vetta, $1.80. 2, Kanavu, 10. 3, Broken Arrow, 7.50. 4 round, 5, Temple Run, 2.90. 6, Yolanji is a late scratching. Number 7, Light of Fire, 14. 8, My Certain, 14. And 9, Single and 10.41. Favoured, $1.80. Number 1, Vetta.
He's a better of the day. He was $2.40 when I did the original tips for everyone a couple of days back, but he's into $1.80 now. He's a very, very smart horse. And we've got a lot of people we know well in the ownership. Tanya Thomas from Sky Sports Radio and her Ooh. Husband Ray are part owners. All the Hawks family, Jenny, Claire, and other, Shani Berry, Tommy's wife, is a part owner. I understand that there was a bit of a mix-up with the riders here, and Tommy's not riding it today. Sam Clifford is. Tommy has been booked for the horse he's riding at David Fife's Broken Arrow before it was decided, I believe, to run better here today. So Sam Clifford has picked up the plum ride. He's already ridden one winner since he come back. There should be two. He's got a ton of speed, this horse. John Hawks and the family selected him at the healing sales. Stewie Ramsey bred him up there at Taronga. He's a five-star witness. But before he won here at Gosford in November, he ran a very close second at Warwick Farm. He's only had the two runs. And he's a jumping runner, so he's got a ton of speed. Good barrier. Bit of the day for me. Temple Run was a good thing beaten at Wild, but it was his own fault. If it didn't hang on the home turn, it wins by half a length. In the end, it gets beat a head or a half head. It is the main threat and the only threat in the race. Number 3, Broken Arrows. Bit greenier the other day, but it's got the money. That's the one Tommy's riding. Divide the protest. It should run a place. I don't think it can beat the other one or the other two. And number 2, Kenavu, Chris Lees. I remember it win the race at Newcastle on debut back in August. And it won well there by Dream Ahead out of a mare called Sri Lanka. Bobby Johnson had her at Newcastle, I think, and she was bred by John Cockcroft's wife, who has since passed away. And, of course, the Cockcroft, very, very well-known in New South well-known in New South Wales racing. 1, 5, 3, and 2.
All right, now the third today, and this out of the 1600, 1 Chocolatier, 250, 2 Dependable, 950, 3 Love Waves, 14, 4 Classic Princess, 420. Number 5 is Snapchat Girl, $9, 6 Bullet Sun, 19, 7 Moana Marie, 330, and 8 Magic Woo, 15, favourite 250, 1 Chocolatier.
I like Moana Marie to beat the favourite. He had a poor run, 2 wins, 1 at Cost Arbor, and a last win at Tamworth was very good. 3 wide, no cover on January 24. Improved near the home turn, and Gibbo got to work on her in the straight. She got up on the post at the end of 1400. A mile around Gosford will suit her a lot better. She's drawn well over Dulla Riser. She won't be that far off the lead, and I think she is certainly the one to beat. Second pick of the race, Chocolatier. Gay and Adrian, Tim Clark riding. It run third on the Beaumont the other day. Travis Wolfram rode it on the Sandy beating, Australia Day. Outside the leader of the turn, Travis dropped his whip at the 100. But tell you what, it was gone to Gowrie, his horse, but he fought on well, and he's only beaten about 2 lengths at the end. Kembler win a last start. He's been well tried. He went up $4 and there's no scratching. You said he's favourite now, so they've put plenty on the dynamic horse. Number 4, Classic Princess, goes well on the Central Coast track, gets back and runs on well. Another nice ride for Cliverton. And number 5, Snapchat Girl. It'll get back and run on for Gerald Ryan. 7, 1, 4, and 5.
And if Moana Marie wins, I reckon you'll step straight up to the mic and you'll go,
Gerald Moana.
You won't do it as well as John Rolls.
Yep. Sung by the New Zealander John Rolls.
There you go.
Outstanding voice, and that song goes back into my childhood.
It was 1970. I think it might be in your teens.
No, I was a bit older.
Great
song, and the horse
it was
living up to the name.
That's terrific. Now, the fourth, number one, Caldera, 151, two, Arraign, 26, three, Brilliant Mind, 150, four out, five, Eugenio, $10, six and seven out, eight, Callaway Dancer, 26, nine, Kaya Sabaki is 480, 10, Molten Rock, $4. So the favourite, 150, three, Brilliant Mind.
Be $1.10 if it repeated its runners in May when Gem Song beat it off a length at Rose Hill and Miss Invincible run second. In his two-year-old days, that was way back, but she's $1.50. She should be too good for these. Another good ride for Timmy Clark, Barrier 1, Gary Moore, go forward horse. Went to the Magic Millions, got beat about six up there by Terminology. Come back to Canterbury the other day, only got beat a length and a half. So good speed. Third run back, very fit now. So you think, Gelding, I think he'd be too good for this field. Not a very strong lot by any means. Number 10, Molten Rock, went really good at Newcastle the other day. He was in it for the last 30 metres or so. A Guri horse with Mark Newman, a Newnham, Tommy Berry's ride. Now the other one run, I reckon he'll run well. Number 9, Kayu Sabaki, that'll do. Gerald's got it. It run third the other day. And number 5, Eugenio. 3, 10, 9 and 5.
Righto, race 5 over the 1100. 1 Street Rogue, 13. 2 out. Number 3, Pindus, 260. 4 Prince George is a late scratching. 5 Lady of Cos, $9. 6 Allison of Tuffy, 330. 7 Angiolini, 41. 8 out. 9 Final Wave, 51. 10 Now and Never, 270. Our favourite, narrowly, 3 Pindus at 260, just ahead of 10 Now and Never, 270.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to tip Now and Never to beat the favourite. And All American Filly, Gary Portelli, spread up at Arrowfield. Got a lot of. A lot of owners in the horse. Look, it runs towards the Satin Slipper, beat two lengths in the gym crack, this horse. Had another couple of runs, got beat three to Whiskey Shooter at Canterbury. Went to Kembla. Looks like it disappointed there. Went to Warwick Farm, run six to the Enzo, beat two. What caught the eye, Sean, was a recent trial at Warwick Farm. Jumped well for Tim Clark, he's riding it today. Got caught wide. Four wide, no cover at the 400. Just cruised up to it for straight. Gee, it was a lovely trial. I reckon it can win right down the bottom, now or never. Pindus is very honest, but doesn't know how to win. What's its record? Let's have a look how many placings here. Five placings from 8 starts in the Godolphin colours. Run 30 the other day to Lifetime Quest. Phil Gardy, but it did get beat 3 lengths after leading. Zoe Limited, pretty short. I thought Now and Ever would be favourite. Anyway, it's second pick this. Number 6, Allison and Tuffy. He's back to last in the trial and not allowed to do anything at all. Just ran on nicely down the outside. Third pick. And number 4, sorry, it's out. Number 5, Lady of Cos. 10, 3, 6 and 5.
Yeah, Timmy Clark would have been the physio getting cramp fixed up after holding that horse in the trial, wouldn't he? Now and Ever.
Yeah, good trial, wasn't it?
Oof. It
was a beauty.
And the one who beat a Bubbles and Troubles, it goes all right too.
Goes good, yeah. It'll
right,
be hard
race, to race 6, 1100, 1 on the take, 320, 2 out. 3 Queen of Blaze, 480, 4 Wimblar, 290, 5 Everly is $8. Number 6, Chiang Mai Express, 12, 7 Oh My Mimi, 958, Danzibar Dancer, 71, 9 Ostel De Love, 18, and 10 Tartufo Bianco, 17. Favourite, 290, 4 Wimblar.
I like it, Wimblar. A nice trial at Randwick behind Take a Moshi the other day. Only could beat less than half a length. Beat Kosciuszko by 5 lengths in a trial at Randwick. 2 trials back. Kosciuszko went to Newcastle and won easy. The horse that run third Regal Stage will be 2s on in a race here today, later. That's Lincoln Ruby's brother or sister. I'll have to check. I'm not sure. Having its first start. So this horse has got a ton of talent. He won a race here at Gosford back in July. And he's a Sebring filly trained by Gay and Adrian. I think she'll get the money. as I said, Tim Clark with a great book. Got a good barrier. Number one on the tape's got a terrific chance. Its biggest issue is it loves to get back and run on. I think it was close up in the wind. As a two-year-old, wasn't far away in the Bailu. Third at Warwick Farm to Asano one day, and it does get back. Recent trial was very good. Number three, Queen of Blaze, trialled okay, won the trial, hit the line hard after Abdullah revved it up. And number five, Everly, nice win. Last start, an improving horse. 4-1-3 at five.
On to race seven, now one Regal Stage, $1.75, 2 and 3 aren't, 4, Kazane is 4.20, 5 and 6 aren't, 7, 1 more Jewel, 15, 8, She's So Savvy, 4.20, 9, First Pirouette, 51, 10 out, 11, Manhattan Marvel, $8. Favourite, $1.75, one Regal Stage.
Only 6 runners with a scratch exit, looks a certainty, Regal Stage. This is the brother of Melanchthon Ruby, he's still an entire 4-year-old, he's obviously had an issue, he's never started. But he was outstanding in a recent trial at Randwick. He got back last at the 200, field of 7. Timmy Clark got into the outside, and he just cruised up. Gee, it was a good trial. Really good trial. His trials before that were very, very good. Run third to Wimlar one day, not allowed to do much. 6 runners, not a lot of depth. Looks a good thing in the
point. He had a year off there at one stage, Gaz, too.
What's that, mate?
He had a year off there at one stage. He trialled November 17.
There he is. 4-year-old, never had a run. There's obviously been problems. Yeah, I'd stand him out in the quaddy. That's what I've done. But the odds on. Second pick, number 8. She's So Savvy. First start of a John Sargent. It's trial good. Number 4. Cairns at A. Didn't do much first up for James Cummings. But can do better than that in this field. And number 11, Manhattan Marvel. One looks a good thing to beat 8-4-11.
All right. Interesting. He's got a nice look at the trials. He's got no tape on him or anything. So hopefully he's sound. They've got everything right with him, which will be good because he's beautifully bred, isn't he?
Half as good as his brother be all right. What do you win? A CJ Smith, a Newmarket, won a Stacker Group once.
Yep, he went all right. Now, the 8th, 1 Emperor Harada, $13. 2 Spencer, $4.80. 3 out. 4 Mighty Marmalade, $4.20. 5 The Iron Maiden, $31. 6 Elanara, $9. 7 Il Bandito, $2.50. Number 8, Radical Impact, $6.50. 9 Heavenly Thunder, $11. Favourite, $2.50. 7 Il Bandito.
He's short. He broke down once, this horse, Il Bandito. I haven't tipped him because he's had that many issues. I've got him in the second, but he started his career a couple of years back with Matty Dale. He won a couple of races by huge spaces, and he broke down. He was out for a long time, and he went to Alan Denham. Alan gave him a few runs, and then he's moved on now to Joe Pryor. He won second the other day. It was a gutsy run. But I like Mighty Marmalade. The biggest problem with Mighty Marmalade, if this was a king, and around Gosford, you don't want to be doing that. However, the mare's got a ton of talent, and she's rocketed over the last two at Wyong to run second, or 2 runs this time in pretty good races. I think she'll run very well. She ran well the only day she ran at Gosford, way back in August. She's at reasonable odds here, and Jason Collins will ride her. I like her on top. I put Il Bandito on, in for second on the strength of that last run, and he's the only horse in the race chain with the speed to lead. Sean, should I say. He'll go quick and lead. Number 8, Radical Impact, got no weight today, could run a place. He's hard to catch, but he's no harder to catch than my 4th tip, Spencer. He's had a few convictions, but what is he, about 4.80? He can run a top 4. 4, 7, 8, and 2, probably the most open race of the day, I reckon, even though the favourite's 2.50.
All right, a few shorties here. They look like good things. Would it be a case of multiing up today?
I've got to stick with the one I put out a couple of days back in the race number 2. Better is the best bet. He might be a little bit better because Temple Run's not a bad horse. He might get back to $2, but, you know, there's a number of odds on shots, but he'd be the one that I'd be concentrating on better. But a lot of people like to take a multi. I'll definitely put the first one in. Kai Leese into Vetter and into the one of Gay and Adrian's
Regal.
Second last
Regal Stage.
Regal Stage, yeah.
All right. Good on you, Gary. We'll stay cool there today, mate. Look after yourself, and we'll look forward to the late mail throughout the day.
Going to be one of the hottest days of the summer on the coast. I know in Newcastle it's going to creep up towards 38, 40, so gosh, it's probably not going to be much different.
Yeah. No, well, you take care, and we'll hear you through the day.
People go after it, gosh, it would be a decent box.
Good on you, mate. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Gary Harley, 10:30 Sky Sports Radio.
In 4 days, Randwick hosts the Champion Man.
Witness sporting immortality at the Star Chinese Festival of Racing at Royal Randwick this Saturday. Be trackside as stakes racing in the world's best horse, Winx, return to Royal Randwick for the Star Apollo Stakes. Book now at theracers.com.au.
The catalogue for the 2019 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale is out now. 786 yearlings on offer from March 3 to 6 at a renovated Oaklands Junction. A new look venue, the same English passion. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
Now, it's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport with John O'Farr.
Thanks, Cozzy. Shane Warne's back, Dave Warner and Steve Smith, to make a triumphant return at the World Cup and is confident Australia can win the tournament, despite there being a two-year gap without major silverware. The New South Wales Waratahs' decision to move games away from their former home, Allianz Stadium, seems to be paying dividends, as the upcoming Super Rugby clash against the Hurricane appears to be a sellout 4 days prior to the match. Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka has stunned the tennis world by announcing she has split from her coach just 2 weeks after beating Petra Kvitova at Melbourne Park. And in Premier League results this morning, Wolverhampton drew 1-1 with Newcastle. The draw gets the Geordies one game closer to relegation. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio can be relied on every day to bring you vital wagering information. Whether it's Racing HQ with all the news.
It's a real racy little customer and a typical two-year-old type.
Monday's Punters Postmortem with Duffercy and Lester. Or the National Racing Service. We have the winning formula.
Girl Tuesday is the favourite at Rose Hill on tote.
Afternoon and evening. The National Racing Service is another integral part of Sky Sports Radio.
Your next chance to experience Kia Friday Night Racing at Canterbury Park is this Friday.
Enjoy live music and delicious delights at the Canterbury Foodies Market.
A host of kids' entertainment, including the Sydney FC Fan Zone and the nightly $1,000 cash giveaway.
With free entry, it's a Friday night carnival that everyone can enjoy.
So get your friends, family and colleagues together at Canterbury Park this Friday for Kia Friday Night Racing. Hospitality packages start at $60 in the Guinness restaurant. To find out more, visit theracers.com.au.
On Racing HQ, Racing HQ,
green lights on and they are racing.
Here's On the Pace.
Tiger Tara, who's well out in front with Todd McCarthy. It's Tiger Tara who takes the tab in a Dominion 2018 and in style.
And in style.
And it is 27 to 11. Let's see what's happening on the pace. The man who knows is Greg Hayes. Morning, Greg.
Good morning, Cozzy. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. Obviously, the Carnival of Miracles is well and truly underway. We had the official launch last Thursday. We had a breakfast. Brittany Graham and myself were out there and emceeing the function, and all the big players were out there. We caught up with Tim Butt. We also spoke with Mark Purden. Shane and Lauren Tritton were out there. It was a great morning, and of course since then we've had the running of the Newcastle Mile. It all started really well the evening. We had the first five races, and then I don't know why, and it was obviously to have a band that was there, but they decided to have an hour break, the club, between the fifth and the sixth race.